from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back to the game. Mornings.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. We need to talk some college football. We can never talk it enough. And what better resource do we have? This gentleman's been at it a long time. If you know college football, you know Dennis Dodova, CBS Sports. Dennis, good morning. Thanks for your time.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
All right. I saw what you wrote about 10 days ago. Why Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer just might have what it takes to follow legend Nick Saban. Elaborate, please.
Well, I mean, look, who wouldn't want that job? But it does come with warning labels.
Indeed.
You know, in fact, Greg Byrne told Kalen DeBoer when he flew up to Seattle, "What do you think of the concept? You know, never be the guy to follow the guy. That's been a coaching rule forever. You know, don't be the guy to follow Steve Spurrier. We know how that worked out. Bobby Bowden. It's, you know, this is the ultimate. That there will never be another person to succeed Nick Saban at Alabama." Kalen DeBoer, his answer was that he embraced it, he owned it, he wanted to be that guy, he was comfortable in his own skin, he's absolutely confident that he can keep this train rolling. Now, this is the ultimate, because as you guys know, 9-3 and a first round loss in the playoff ain't going to get it. But he thinks he can do it. I have to tell you guys, first impressions, he's doing great. The players love him. I don't know if you've noticed recruiting. I'm sure you have. Number one or number two, depending on the day, in the 2025 class. And I think last check, 5 5 stars. And that, for a lot of people, is the first thing they go to. So in terms of credibility, in terms of street cred and Alabama cred, he's got it right now.
Yeah, we sit here next to an Alabama, former Alabama All-American.
Hey,
so we hear
down.
About the recruiting
calm
here,
down.
Dennis. But but to stick in the SEC, what came out of SEC Media Days and stuff, you know, Kirby Smart talked about the NIL deals and fining players based on not practicing and off-the-field stuff. And we had the discussion here is how is he able to do that, and is it right that the program is able to fine the players based off NIL money?
Well, the fact that he brought it up tells me that he might have a hand in it. He can't do it himself. He can't find players. I mean, as crazy as everything is, they're still scholarship athletes, so you can't find them. But the collectives who have deals and contracts with them can at least withhold money. And I think from what I read, it was in the 4 figures. You know, what I don't know is it a percentage of what they get, or is it a flat fee? You know, is it $200 or is it 10% of $500,000? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know that.
Yeah.
But that might be one way of, I don't know, making players think twice about going over 30, you know, going 50 and a 30. I don't know. And what one SEC coach told me, you know, slow the brakes on all this because this is going to involve recruiting. Again, Kirby brought it up. Again, he might have a hand in it. But other schools are going to go, yep, see what you get when you go to Georgia? Because, as you know, everything's about recruiting. So I just think it's a novel concept, but I thought it was interesting he brought it up.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Hanging out with CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd, you can find him on X at Dennis Dodd CBS. Dennis, you're at Big Ten Media Days and a little bit different look, man. The expanded conference, the realignment, everything else going on. Other than the new teams being there, what do you expect to be some of the big stories we hear out of Big Ten Media Days?
You know,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, Commissioner Tony Petitti goes first this morning at 11. He'll have a an agenda. I want to ask him. I'm getting some private time with him tomorrow. I want to ask him about the Florida State thing, because I don't know if you saw the story last week by Brett McMurphy. He wrote what a lot of us are hearing, that nobody wants them. You know, it's one thing to get out, which I think they have the means and resources to do at some point. What I don't know is where they're going to end up. The other stuff, you know, I don't think the average fan cares about this, but the House settlement, the long form's going to be filed this week. That's the news in the moment. The other news is I'm hearing more and more that people don't think that will be accepted by Judge Claudia Wilkin in the Ninth Circuit in Northern California. And then what? After Charlie Baker, the NCAA president, has been bragging about spring certainty for the next 10 years, blah, blah, blah. What if they have to go back to the drawing board on all this revenue sharing, the $2.8 billion settlement? So stuff like that, a little minutia.
Is the ACC going to implode pretty much like the Pac-12?
Ugh.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's options. I think the first question you have to ask, and I did, of a sitting commissioner, I said, is there any way, do you think, that they can, let's say they get some sort of weighted share, Florida State, Clemson, and they get closer to the SEC and Big Ten? Is there a way this bygones can be bygones and they all stay together? And he said, I don't think so. Too many bridges have been burned. So that's when I say it's only a matter of time, you know, if, for them to leave the conference. So then what happens? Does the ACC break up? Does it go on in a different form? Do Stanford and Cal, are they lured back to the West Coast to form some sort of hybrid with the Mountain West and Oregon State and Washington State? I think all that's on the board. I guess my take is, as long as the ACC remains a conference, that's a net win. Will they be as strong with Florida State and Clemson? Absolutely not. But as long as they've got access, you know, they're in. And don't forget, next February, ESPN has that option of extending the contract. The contract, you know, contrary to what you have read, only lasts till 2027. It will be up to ESPN next February to extend that to 2036. So I think, you know, part of me thinks Mike Alford is sitting there at Florida State. Everybody's wondering what the play is. You know, let's see, it's 2024. 2027 is 3 years away. He may be playing the long game. You know, this thing, ESPN's not going to re-up anyway, and we're going to be able to go wherever we want anyway. So what's the rush?
Well, I personally can't wait for that Cal visit to Tallahassee on September 21st this season. Probably a noon kickoff, right, Dennis?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just in time for them.
You know, Michigan, and I know it's going to be maybe a question at the Big Ten Media Days, is what Michigan looks like in the post-Jim Harbaugh era.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a rebuild. You know, I think they'll be – well, I know they'll be really strong, maybe stronger than they were in the defensive line last year. Sharon Moore is a – I don't want to say he's a rookie head coach because he's the winningest head coach in ball right now. What is he, 3-0? He hasn't lost a game yet. So, I mean, that'll be the story, Jim Harbaugh transitioning to Sharon Moore and how that goes. But I think they'll play a lot like they did under Harbaugh. They'll play bully ball. They'll play defense because it works. Donovan Edwards is a guy to watch. Their running back who has been hot and cold during the season. But look at his postseason stats the last 3 years. He's a monster. And he'll be the featured guy with Blake Corum gone. So I think they'll play much the same way. I think Ohio State will beat them. But that's the overall. To me, even with 18 teams and four new teams, In the Big Ten, which everybody will be talking about these next 3 days, Ohio State's situation and angst and everything else over having to beat Michigan is, to me, the number one story, because you've got Ryan Day sitting there 56-8. I think he actually is the top winning percentage in ball, but three of those eight losses in a row have been to Michigan. And he absolutely has to beat Michigan this year. But as someone reminded me, it really gets complicated. With 18 teams and all the misses they have now, I think there's 7 or 8 misses in the conference, each team. They could lose to Michigan and win the Big Ten. How's that going to go down? They could also play Michigan 3 times this year, once in the regular season, once in the championship game, and once in the playoff. So this is ramped up to DEFCON 5 right now in Columbus.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, visiting with CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd. Dennis, look, we talked a little bit just a second ago about the off-field issues for Georgia. Let's talk a little bit about the on-field stuff with Georgia. And this is an expanded conference. Oklahoma and Texas obviously will be able to make some noise. But it just seems like anytime we talk about the Bulldogs on the field, it just seems like right now in the SEC and maybe even nationally, it's just Georgia and everybody else.
Yeah, they rule the world. They're right in line for 3 championships in 4 years. And again, clear out all the noise. That's one of the top stories going into the season. Oh, by the way, in football, Georgia's beaten everybody. They've got it all figured out. I think Texas will be right there. I don't know if they have quite enough to surpass Georgia. Carson Beck is maybe the number one Heisman guy right now. Malachi Starks on defense. They've just gotten stronger. So, you know, and then in the East, you know, no divisions anymore. Obviously, they'll play Florida, but it's. I don't want to say it's going to be easy, but I think you can pencil them in for 12 wins, and even if it's 11 somehow, they still get to the playoff and probably get a first-round bye.
All the bluster surrounding Jimbo Fisher, that's now gone from Texas A&M. Mike Elko, you had some things to say about him recently. What you think?
I love him. You know, I got Texas A&M. For whatever reason, you know, they haven't won a conference title since 1998. I don't know if people know that. They haven't won a national championship. They're only won since 1939. But they've got the best of everything. I mean, they've got facilities, money, probably more than anybody. Maybe Texas. I don't know. Maybe Ohio State.
Wow.
Why can't they weaponize that? And that's been the eternal question. It's one of the mysteries of the universe in college football.
Yeah.
But Jimbo didn't do it. You know how that went. What they need is solid and quiet right now. And Mike Elko is solid and quiet. I loved what he did at Duke. If you can win at Duke, if you can beat Clemson, then you got my attention. I'm listening. you know, I think you got something. And obviously he was defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, knows Texas A&M from being there under Jimbo. So I think it's, I don't think it's going to be flashy. You know, Connor Wegman, the quarterback, has yet to prove himself. They lose Anaya Smith, who I think is one of the, had he ever blossomed fully, would have been one of the best weapons in college football.
Yeah,
I think he'll be a great pro, but I think they're going to be solid. I think 8-4 for them would be a ceiling. And if they leave him alone, if, then I think he's got something special going there.
Dennis, you held up well to our thorough interrogation. You didn't even meet your lawyer, nothing like that. Great job. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, man. That guy knows his ball.
He does, man. He's been around for so long, just always a go-to, and we really appreciate his time. All right, Life of Squid. What we got?
Netflix's the latest edition of The Untold. So, you know, last year we got the Florida Gator story and all that. Well, this year we're going to get another college football story.
West Georgia Wolves?
Oh, maybe. Or maybe not. We'll talk about it next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.